This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Playing with my emotions.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
Fragile creature.
You ain't gonna
that
win.
Is a fact.
Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Vanessa is from Revere. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Aren't you tired also of Gronk playing with our emotions like this?
Definitely. He should just come back already.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, Vanessa, please don't play into it.
Really? It's hard enough being in here.
It's because we're real fans, Kennedy. Oh, you wouldn't understand that.
No, I wouldn't.
Enough.
You're exactly right.
All right. Vanessa, will you kick that traitorous Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio where she cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Her record on the big board, she's got 3,016 wins, 252 losses. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Self-made billionaire Kylie Jenner just sold 51% of her cosmetics company for $600 million. Woof. It's not a bad haul.
Not at all.
Not a bad haul. She will continue to be the face of the company, though. What is the name of her cosmetics company?
Kylie.
Does that count?
No.
I need the full name.
Oh, it's like Kylie Lip Kits.
Question number 2. Rupert Grint says he could see Emma Watson and Tom Felton in a relationship because there were sparks between them on the set of the Harry Potter movies.
The tea.
Who did Emma and Tom play in the movies?
Hermione, and then Draco Malfoy.
Okay, first off, she's a Gryffindor and he's a Slytherin, all right?
Question number 3, Mad Max Fury Road tops the new list of the best movies of the 2010s. Who played Mad Max?
No clue.
Question number 4, Kate Beckinsale would like you to know she is not dating Jamie Foxx. Just because they were spotted standing next to each other. And if you guys could cut it out, she would appreciate it. Who did Jamie just get out of a relationship with?
Katie Holmes.
Question number 5. Despite vowing to never again tour, Motley Crue is hitting the road next year with Def Leppard and Poison, apparently.
I am all the way there for that.
It'll be a stadium tour, but dates and venues haven't been announced yet. Who is the lead singer of Motley Crue?
Oh, God. No clue.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dang it.
It's tough. It's tough. It's a very emotional morning,
yeah.
Vanessa. We're just all trying to get through it. Just trying to get through it. Let me see.
Don't let me in with your crazy.
Vanessa got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Question number 1. Self-made billionaire Kylie Jenner just sold 51% of her cosmetics company for $600 million, and she will continue to be the face of the company. What is the name of the company?
Kylie Cosmetics.
that is correct. Get there next up. 1-0. Question number 2. Rupert Grint says he could see Emma Watson and Tom Felton in a relationship because there were sparks between them on the set of the Harry Potter movies. Who did Emma and Tom play in the films?
Hermione and Draco.
That is correct. 2-0. Question number 3. Mad Max Fury Road tops the new list of the best movies of the 2010s. Who played Mad Max?
Tom Hardy.
Nice job. 3-0. Question number 4. Kate Beckinsale says she is not dating Jamie Foxx. And just because they were spotted standing next to each other doesn't mean they're dating. And she'd appreciate it if you would just stop.
Okay.
Who did Jamie just get out of a relationship with?
Katie Holmes.
Four to two. excuse me. And question number five, despite vowing to never tour again, Motley Crue is hitting the road next year.
I cannot wait.
Did you hear who they're playing with?
Yes.
Def Leppard and Poison.
Let's go.
Kennedy, I will see you there.
Indeed.
So much Aquanet.
So much.
Dates and venues haven't been announced yet. Who is the lead singer of Motley Crue?
Vince Neil.
Vince Neil is correct. Woo! Look at you getting all five right.
Every once in a while.
5-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Vanessa, we don't get Gronk. You don't get the $100. We're just living our worst lives this morning. But I do have a pair of tickets for you to see Cirque du Soleil Axel, December 5th at the DCU Center. This unique experience will showcase world-class acrobatic skating performances by Rob Gronkowski, set in fantastical universes. For information and tickets, visit DCUcenter.com. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Yes. I will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Vanessa from Riviera, and I couldn't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you.
Game time.
All right, let's see. Ashley is from Attleboro. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley is slowly making her way to the radio station. She left yesterday. She left yesterday at 2 p.m. She's just now arriving in the building and walking the hallways as we speak. So as you start to make your way this way, she's actually walking right now. I'm going to hang up the phone then.
We did it. Come here.
Ashley, why don't you go over and sit at that mic right there? All right. We are live on the radio. No swearing, please.
No swearing.
Grab yourself some headphones. Get comfortable. Kennedy, I'm going to go ahead and kick you out while she gets
settled. That sounds good.
Good luck,
honey.
How's that sound to you? Get real close to that microphone.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let me see if you're there. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm choking on a Snickers bar right now. I have some
amazing
leftover Halloween candy. How are you?
I'm good. How are
okay,
you?
Okay. I'm good. All right. So Kennedy, as you can see, has left the studio. You played once before. You won?
Yes.
And the score was?
5-4.
5-4. Get real close to that mic. You got to be super loud for us. We're on the radio. That's the only way they can hear you. Okay. Are you nervous?
Yes.
I'm still choking on the Snickers and I'm trying to like.
See, we're also consummate professionals here.
Get it together, Carson.
Okay. I think I'm good. 5 pop culture trivia questions. I'm not good. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Remember, if you tie, you lose. You look at the big board right now. Kennedy has 3,017 wins, 252 losses. Question number one. Derek Jeter leads the field of 18 newcomers on the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. Derek Jeter played his whole career for which evil team?
The New York Yankees.
Question number two. Evan Peters was spotted with his hand on his girlfriend Halsey's stomach. So, of course, now everybody thinks she's pregnant. She has obviously denied it. Which rapper was Halsey in a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship with previously?
Drake?
Question number three. If the rumors are true, Nick Cage is in negotiations to play the role of Nick Cage in a movie about Nick Cage.
Let's go.
Kennedy is going to lose her mind.
Yes. Nicolas Cage starred in which movie where he played a motorcycle-riding hero whose head lit on fire?
Ghost Rider.
All right. Question number four. Travis Scott posted some pictures of his daughter Stormy rocking his daddy's hair. His baby mama, Kylie Jenner, is rumored to be dating another rapper casually now who Travis has even worked with on his song Sicko Mode. Who is that?
That's Drake.
Oh, you heard the cheat sheet, huh?
I heard the cheat sheet.
That's all right. That's all right. All right. Question number five. Today in 1975, the classic film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was released. It starred who as a man who pretends to be crazy to get out of prison?
I have no idea.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey, there's my guy, Aiden. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Almost died while you were gone.
What?
I almost died while you were gone.
I'm trauma. If only Carson was not over-exaggerating.
Don't chew and host, kids.
Yeah, Snickers bar almost got me, Kennedy. morning radio DJ dies on air eating Snickers bar.
No, it would never happen. I know the Heimlich maneuver. You'd be fine.
Mm. I would never. You were in the other room. You couldn't even hear it.
If I saw you do this, I would run in here and do it.
Well, and I'm a nurse too, so.
Hey!
There you go. You were fine.
You're good.
Your face wasn't blue. You were all good.
Did he do the universal sign for choking?
He did
no.
not.
All right, then.
He was still talking.
A week from now when he tells the stories, he goes, oh, my deathbed.
And she just sat
Nobody
there.
Nobody helped.
Dan for the win.
Is Gronk coming back yet? All right, Kennedy. 3 out of 5 right for us.
Very well done.
Very well done.
Thank These you. Are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Derek Jeter leads the field of 18 newcomers on the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. Derek Jeter played his whole career for which evil team?
The Yankees.
Trash.
1-1. Question number 2. Evan Peters was spotted with his hand on his girlfriend Halsey's stomach, so of course now she's pregnant.
Obviously.
She's denied it. Which rapper was Halsey in a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship with previously?
G-Eazy.
2-1. Question number 3. If the rumors are true, Nick Cage is in negotiations to play the role of Nicolas Cage in a movie about, you guessed it, Nick Cage.
So here for it.
What movie did he star in where he played a motorcycle riding hero whose head lit on fire?
Ghost Rider.
It's almost unfair to give Kennedy a Nicolas Cage
really
question.
Is.
3-2. Question number 4. Travis Scott posted some pictures of his daughter Stormy rocking daddy's hair. Kylie Jenner is rumored to be seeing another rapper now that actually featured in one of Travis Scott's songs, Sicko Mode.
True.
Yes, that is correct.
Fake news.
4-3. Question number 5. Today in 1975, the classic film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was released. It starred who as a man who pretends to be crazy to get out of prison?
Jack Nicholson.
That is Woo! Right. Nice job, Kennedy.
Yay.
I sat in traffic for an hour for this.
2 hours.
What?
2 hours.
Oh,
girl.
We are not worth that payoff.
We're oh, not. Girl. I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't even know what to say.
And Gronk's not coming back.
Do we
either,
have anything we can give her?
Yeah, we have Celine Dion tickets we're going to give to
all
her
right.
for her drive.
And also a hug.
Yay, I want all the hugs.
Celine Dion is going to be at the Garden on December 14th, and you have a pair of tickets to go see that show.
Awesome.
So you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Ashley, what do you want to say to Kennedy before we drive another 17 hours?
My name is Ashley from Attleboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Maria is in for Can't Beat Kennedy this morning. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Maria is a singer, apparently, Kennedy.
Ooh. Where do you sing, yes. and what do you sing?
I sing pop rock, a lot of acoustic stuff.
That's awesome.
Anything from Adele to, 30 Seconds to Mars. So.
Very versatile.
When is your next show?
I don't have one planned yet, but...
Oh, okay. All right, well, let us know.
I will.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Maria?
What?
Okay, good luck.
We're kicking Kennedy out of the studio.
Bye,
there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you will win the $100, okay?
Okay.
Are you good at trivia?
Well, I guess I'll find out.
All right, Kennedy has now left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth, and she can't hear anything that's happening. Question number 1 for you. James Vanderbeek was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars last night. Spoiler alert. It was especially emotional because earlier in the episode, he'd announced that his wife had suffered a miscarriage over the weekend. Who hosts the TV show Dancing with the Stars?
Oh my gosh. I do not watch the show.
Okay. Question number 2. Joanna Gaines already has her Christmas tree up. What was the HGTV show that she brought her and her husband, or that brought her and her husband Chip to fame?
Oh my God, I know this. I know this. I watch it all the time. Oh my God.
Well, then you should say it.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is Chip. They renovate their houses. Oh, my God.
Yes, that's the one. Move that sign. Yes, all of it. All right, question number three. That's okay. Saturday Night Live did a raunchy skit that randomly featured employees at Sara Lee. The company says it was not consistent with their brand, but they get that SNL is trying to be edgy. Name the creator of SNL who has been with the show since the 70s. Okay, question number four.
Nope.
The Rock posted a video of himself singing the song You're Welcome from Moana for a three-year-old boy fighting cancer. Who did the Rock play in Moana?
Oh my God. I'm so nervous. I can't even think.
That's all right. That's all right.
He was a demigod. He was a demigod.
What can I say? But you're welcome. All right. Question number five. Question number five. Meg Ryan is 58 years old today. Who starred opposite her in When Harry Met Sally?
Tom Hanks.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I do a bit of crooning myself, Maria. You might have heard me on headphone karaoke.
Okay, yeah, cool.
No, I don't think she's ever heard of karaoke. All right, Maria got 0 out of 5 correct, oof. Kennedy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that is what we call a Mel. Mel, 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 Mel.
Wicky wick, girl, I hope you sing better than that, because that's a Mel.
Kennedy, these are tough. Question number one. That's all right. James Vanderbeek was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars last night, a very emotional night, because earlier in the episode, he'd announced that his wife had suffered a miscarriage over the weekend. Who hosts Dancing with the Stars?
Tom Bergeron.
1-0. Tom Bergeron is correct. Joanna Gaines already has up her Christmas tree. What was the name of her HGTV show with her husband, Chip, that brought them to fame?
Fixer Upper?
Fixer Upper. 2-0. Question number three. SNL did a raunchy skit that randomly featured employees at Sara Lee, and the company said it was not consistent with their brand, but they get it. SNL is just trying to be edgy. Name the creator of SNL who's been with the show since the 70s.
Lorne Michaels.
That is correct. Lorne Michaels, 3-0. Question number four. The Rock posted a video of himself singing the song You're Welcome from Moana. It was for a three-year-old boy fighting cancer. Who did The Rock play in Moana?
Moana.
No, Maui, Kennedy. You have Disney Plus. Go watch
it. It's
film.
A masterpiece, first
I
off.
I know. I'd rather hear you sing it, really.
3-0. Question number five.
Seth, you're welcome.
Meg Ryan is 58 today. Who starred opposite her in When Harry Met Sally?
Billy Crystal.
That is right. 4-0 is the final score. I'm sorry, Maria, you don't get the cash, but that's not a problem.
I had so much fun playing.
Well, we had a wonderful time playing with you, and I have a parting gift. You have a $100 gift card to Pins at Kingston Collection. Pins combines the love of social fun, mouth-watering comfort food, and craft drinks. Pins features a phenomenal nightlife experience with live comedy acts, live music, and more. So you enjoy that $100 gift card, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
You're awesome.
Yeah, she's new.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.